Right to go.
Ken, how do you feel about that performance today?
Oh, it was a really strong performance, really committed team who knew the size of the challenge, knew how good Essendon had been as a side in the last 2 months. We knew we had to play at our absolute best, and to their credit, the boys, you know, and that's what they're capable of. We get that. We understand that we're very much capable of that, but we keep working at it.
Was the season on the line mentality today?
No, not really. I don't think so. We didn't approach it in that way at all. We approached it in a way that it was an opportunity against a good team. You know, that was sixth or seventh on the ladder, wherever they are, and we've beaten one and two and six and seven, and you know, we got within a point of GWS last week. We're sort of thereabouts, but we're not winning consistently.
Ken, what got the guys in position to make such accurate kicks today to set each other up so well? Because that seemed to divide you guys in the game.
Yeah, it was really important, and that's what, you know, most games, you know, last week we couldn't take those opportunities. And we've said all the time, we haven't hidden away from the fact that our forward 50 efficiency has been a struggle for us. You know, the collective today worked really well, I thought, and she said they got shots from good spots. Robbie Gray could cut the special goals early too. They're pretty tough shots, you know. I think if you look at the numbers, they're probably a 30-40% chance you kick those goals. Rob's a pretty special player though, so you do need that, so that gains you momentum as you go.
Did you feel momentum sort of in that third team in particular sort of built with the guys in the way they set each other up, and even the kick before getting into the 50, they sort of hit a target?
Yeah, I thought we played a really composed game. That's what I did think. I thought as a team we played really good football, good brand of football, and you know, took the right moments to go forward. We make a couple of mistakes. We're not a team in the competition that doesn't make mistakes, but sometimes when you lose, those mistakes get amplified a lot more and made a lot more of. We encourage this team to take the game on. I'll never stop doing it.
So how do you feel? Obviously, you're very happy with that win and the performance, but been a tough few weeks for you and the club.
Not really. Not really, Andrew. It hasn't been. It's been, you know, it's been, the noise has been there, but we've been committed as a group. We've been connected as a football team all the way through. Now, it might sound a bit, I don't know, we won a game of football, but I have never, and the group, I don't think, have ever lost the belief in us as a football team. We haven't quite played as well as we'd like consistently, but there's never been a lack of belief from inside the club. That's something I want to really, really strong on. We believe in this football team and this footy club.
And when you get a result of that today, that obviously justifies your belief as far as what the public sees.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope that, you know, we've had some great comments too about what some of our best football looks like. And, you know, it's a young team still. It's still getting better. The three young boys are getting out there today doing their stuff. And Laddams in his third game of football and Marshall. It's a pretty bright future, but, you know, who knows? You just never know, do you? Bit of momentum about us now, and maybe, just maybe.
As far as this season's concerned, you lost today, that probably would have made it very, very hard to make the eight. You are still alive, so what's your thoughts about that moving forward in the next 3 weeks?
One thought, they called Sydney, unfortunately. We've got to go there next week and play well, and you know, we'll hopefully bring the same type of energy, bring the same type of environment. I want all the Port people to get there too. That's what I really want. I want to see them get there and stick too. I really love to see them get to Adelaide Oval and help us and, you know, make it a fortress. It was known as the fortress, and I reckon it'd be nice to make it feel like that again this week. I know there's all been a reason not to turn up sometimes, but I'm asking to turn up.
There's a bit of external surprise, at least, to the selection decisions. Do you feel like the guys that came in justified that, particularly Laddams and Marshall, had a pretty big impact?
Yeah, well, you've got to be careful how you answer, because the external people, with the greatest respect, they actually don't know and they don't see all the things that we see. We analyse the game that closely. It's really important to understand that. So, and opinions, I say this regularly, opinions, we respect them, we hear them, we don't necessarily have to listen to them, we don't have to actually believe in them. So I thought both boys were significant today in the outcome. You know, we kicked 120 plus points today, you know, and Charlie didn't get many touches, but he had an impact in the game. Todd kicked three, Paddy looked lively, made our forward line look dangerous. Connor Rose, I think, kicked 2-6 or something, and it was quite remarkable what the opportunities were for us.
Yeah, I'm going to quantify exactly how much energy those young guys bring in that forward line, particularly Connor and Xavier today, because it seems like a lot of players feed off.
Yeah, those two were good today, but I thought Zach was really courageous. He's a skinny little kid. I don't know whether anyone's taken a close look at Zach Butters up close. He probably shouldn't be out there, but he just wants to play, and he wants to be, you know, he plays tough, he plays brave, cops a couple of big hits today, and they do bring energy. You know, but they bring energy for different reasons, and I think that's the thing that we've been excited about all year on the three boys, and as I said, a couple of other younger blokes that have been out there for us.
Peter, because he came off the field, it looked like he's off for nearly a quarter, an entire quarter.
Yeah, he copped a couple of big hits. I mean, as I said, he's so tiny, he's yeah, he's going to be a better player as he gets stronger. But he's, you know, copped a couple of big hits, fair hits, just footy hits, and he took a bit to recover from, and he came back out, and we said to him at half time, "We need you to keep coming," and he did. He just kept coming, which was good.
Peter, Peter Laird is emerging. Obviously, played very well. It's about 18 touches and 22 get-outs from memory. Out of contract, how confident and how much do you want to keep him at the footy club beyond this year?
Extremely confident that he'll be playing at Port Adelaide Football Club. I think Pete's been a Port Adelaide boy his whole life. He's lived across the road. He's how much we want to keep him. We picked him today. You know, we didn't make a really easy decision. Scott's been fantastic for us this year. He's had a couple of weeks where he hasn't been quite as good as he'd like to have been. I said before the game, Pete's form demanded to be picked, not as much as Scott's form was that terrible. It's just that Pete was so good, and I thought he was, you know, he played like an emerging young ruck. So we're excited by him.
Is he close to re-signing, you think, or just confident?
Oh, no, it's not my place. I don't take care of that. I'd be surprised if Pete doesn't stay at the footy club.
Sure, and Houston, obviously, move to the middle. There's disposals, goals, composure.
Yeah, I think he went 88% or 90% efficiency. It's what we're looking for in our midfield, and that's what we've been trying to build towards. We've said it regularly that we understand our deficiencies and where they've been. We're working hard to try and fix them. Dan's been one of the solutions. I thought he was really good. I thought Darcy was outstanding at halfback. You know, I thought, you know, and then the other boys joined in and did their role. You know, Boakey did a great job today with a tag and helped us with merit at times. So I thought there were some really good individual people out there today.
Yeah, look, I enjoyed the bow and arrow.
I do, yeah. I supported it last time and I got in a bit of trouble but to a point, but I think that's what the game is today. I think that's what young people want to be, and I think that's what fans want to see. If you ask me, the kids inside the arena are pretty excited about it, and they see it and someone's ringing. Sam Parker's ringing me right now. I don't know who Sam is, but he's ringing right now. So, but I love the bow and arrow, and Sam, I'll call you back later. Can I? Remind me later. Sorry, Sam.
Ken, what made you put Houston in the midfield?
We just talked about, you know, our ability with the ball around the stoppage and that, whether we were clean enough collectively. And we thought that Dan's really, really powerful with his leg. He's a really good kicker of the ball. He's an elite decision maker and he's a good outnumber player. He's played and he's learnt his craft the right way. He's learnt it as a defender to become a midfielder. And I think there's a great message in that for any young midfielder, that if you can learn to defend first and then come into the midfield, you can be pretty successful. Oh, look, I hope so, but, you know, every coach hopes that after a good victory. Just know that we've got Sydney next week and it can disappear quick. Feel good tonight, feel good tomorrow, hopefully, and attack the week with enthusiasm, as I have and as the club and the boys have every week, regardless of winning and losing. We've made a decision at the start that we weren't going to be defined by winning and losing. We're going to behave a certain way, and I thought today our behaviours were really strong.
Chance to play, I think, obviously tried again this week. Would he be a good chance next week?
Yeah, he'd be available, I think, next week for certain, and we would give him that opportunity to be available. You know, obviously the team played well today, so we'll look at what that looks like next week. But Ollie, I thought we did the right thing by Ollie this week too.
Yeah, but it was just a sternum area.
Yeah, nothing too much. Yeah. Banged up a little bit, sure. As I said before, a little fella, but banged up a little bit, but he should be fine. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken. Thank you.